All right, everyone, welcome back to this D&D session of No Heroes and Genius. I'm Wolf, here with me today is...
I'm Wilmer.
I'm Marcel.
I'm Mike.
I'm Rob.
I'm Ian.
And we're getting back to right where we left off last time. The team has gotten both the... drows and the goblins of the Forgotten Realm, or Land of the Forgotten, and they are now piling up. The drows and the goblins went to have a fight. Rita has put them into their place, and now we meet up with the team as as Rita walks away back to the war room to start discussing plans.
So is this some kind of like dominance cage match kind of thing?
Not anymore.
I'm just kind of lost for context. You said Rita put them in their place. I assume this was some kind of organized, mutually arranged thing.
So they went to fight, and Rita took equipment which was found, and basically threw it at them like dodgeballs. Putting the two drow and goblin leader into their place underneath her.
Okay.
So she went Marine Corps on them, basically.
Oh, drill instructor, it seems.
Yeah, she went drill sergeant on them pretty quick. So what do you guys do now?
I guess we should head back to the war room.
So you guys enter the dilapidated building, go down into the war room / armory. Rita and Narmo have already got a map of the entire place of the fort drawn up. It's a common English-style castle, basically. It's got two gatehouses, one that leads out, one that leads into the prison. There are stables, well. It's designed that way 30, 40 people on the walls at one time can hold off an army. There's also, the way this thing is built is it's built into a wall. So the gate out goes into a cave that leads to the other side of the mountain range. And so the walls meet into a cave or into a, not a cave, into a cliff, which could be climbed to get on top of the walls and then down in, if you're stealthy enough.
So are we invading or defending?
We're invading.
We're invading.
We're sieging, because we need to get out of here, and it's the only way out.
Sieging.
So I'm gonna offer to lead an effort to go down the cliffs and into the perimeter.
So there technically will be two teams that do that. One team who is going to enter first, which is going to be Narmo and Gray. And they're going to disguise themselves as drow, and they're going to run around giving false orders and causing confusion in there. The other team, Team Assassin, you guys notice that there's... the way this place is built into, there's like an overhead tower almost that kind of rises up and then is built inside the cliff, and that's where the leader is going to be. And so the other team, Team Assassin, has to get up there and kill that person. So kill the head of the snake, kill the snake.
unless another head grows back.
Hence why there's Team Chaos who's creating confusion with false orders.
We won't know what their contingency plans are unless we first destroy their primary defenses.
Yep.
And that's where Rita's army comes in. They are going to march on the front and distract most of them.
Wait, which team is Ian on, since he wasn't here last time?
Probably Team Assassin.
I would think so. That's the one I wanted to volunteer for.
Which team would I be on?
Team Assassin.
Wait, didn't you split some of them up into Team Assassin, Team... I don't remember. I remember I was one of them and whatever, but...
The only person on Team Chaos is Gray, because he can... he's a changeling.
Yeah.
alongside Narmo.
Yep.
Okay, so we need to find a way where we're gonna get in without getting caught up in all of the commotion.
You should try to find for a secret passage, yeah. Right, since it's a fortress of some sort. There's probably a secret entrance out and or in to the place. Let's try to find that. Then try to sneak our happy ass.
Narmo leans forward and goes, "This is a prison. They wouldn't put a secret passageway on this side."
Is there a curve in the cliff face that would allow us to climb up to the top out of sight of the castle prison thing?
Narmo moves off the paper, kind of drawing with his finger, you know, and he motions that there is a curve here on the left side and the right side. One side looks like 9 people could get up. The other side looks like 2 people could get up.
And how many people are on Team Assassin?
Less than 9.
In any case, it would be best if we had more cover and not less.
Yeah.
Which might mean that a few of us would climb up in line on, you know, fewer climbing ropes or whatever. Yeah.
Let's split the team Assassin so we can flank from both sides and get into
Castle.
That's probably splitting our forces too much, given the amount of opposing force that's going to be in the area and the amount of confusion that's going to be wrought by our allies in bigger teams.
So Narmo goes, "Why doesn't Team Chaos come in on the right? We'll enter first. We'll start causing chaos. You guys then sneak in the more confusion that we add."
Okay, so sounds like the suggestion is Team Chaos should use the the 2-rope access point, and Team Assassin should use the 9-rope access point. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down.
Oh, okay.
Now all we need is the forces to be trained up. What about the people?
Rita takes off her helmet and slams it down onto the table. I can have them ready in 3 days.
Okay.
Tonight we should start resting and then go from there.
Sounds good.
Right. Sounds workable. Good.
So Narmo kind of looks around the equipment room and goes, "Well, this is the place with the most shelter. What do we want to do?"
What's our stock on weapons?
1,000, enough to arm 1,000 people.
And how many troops do we have at our disposal?
Narmo turns around and looks at an old man and a dragonborn in the corner, female dragonborn in the corner, and the old man looks up and goes, "Well, 400 people from mine, The drow probably brought another 300, and the goblins look like they brought their hunters, which already have their own equipment, plus another 200 for regular army.
So it sounds like we have enough weapons to go around with a few spares.
Yeah,
in we'll case have of a, emergency.
We'll have a good amount. Yeah. And then, what about armor? Do we have any armor to go around?
There's enough equipment for 1,000 for an army, including shields and armor.
Okay.
What kind of armor?
It's typical Roman legion like armor. That like this is all phalanx stuff.
Okay, well my character has chainmail.
Probably the player characters won't be needing it or using it. It'll be for the grunts that we're employing.
Oh,
yeah, right. It's for the troops.
What's the number? What's our numbering drow? The numbering drows that we're against.
Realm speaks up again, about 400.
Okay. Well, so it seems right now we're going to be fine.
We're in a good position, and I turn to Rita. Is there any way I can add my services to your training efforts?
Do you know how to train the phalanx unit?
No, but I can improve morale and enforce discipline and act as an assistant if you need one.
All right, that sounds good. Yeah. One of the big things, too, the drow and the goblins and the other races may not play nice to each other. If you see anyone getting out of line, feel free to smack them across the head.
I certainly shall.
And if that doesn't work, kick them in the nuts as hard as you can. That's all.
Narmo face palms and goes, We want them to be fighting fit.
All right.
They can still fight.
That means, Marcel's character, that a certain amount of corporal punishment may be necessary, but we don't want to debilitate them. So, unusually painful or wounding or bloodletting punishments will be counterproductive at this time. But thanks for the suggestion.
Wilmer, make me a perception check.
Sounds good. 16.
You've felt this whole time, coming over from Nala's direction, the dragonborn female, that her eyes seem to be undressing you.
Oh, the shoe is on the other foot.
Oh my.
I'm going to look at her and ask if anything's wrong. I'm going to back away slightly and tell everyone, I'm going to go hang out with the goblins and see what's going on over there, since I was the diplomat over there. So, I'll talk to you guys later. I'll see if we can start anything out with the goblins, all right? So, I'm going to, bye.
Rita notices this exchange and looks confused as you leave.
You don't want to know. Yeah, trust me, you don't want to know.
Yeah. So,
first character up and leaves and goes, well, that looks like our time to break. So let's get some rest and stuff.